Hi, this is Andy here. When I first started with FLP, one of my great fears was that I didn't know enough people. And one of my questions was, sure, I can speak to people that I know, but what happens when I run out of people that I know? Because I thought I'd run out very quickly and that I wouldn't be able to know how to approach anybody else. And I was taught a fantastic way of never running out of people, and I want to share with you now how I do that. It's a really important technique. It's very simple, and it's simply asking for referrals. Now, it's all very well talking about asking for referrals, but I have learned exactly how to ask for referrals, what words to use, and how to ask for referrals in such a way that it then becomes a very comfortable conversation with the person that I speak to who is the referral that I've been given. And I want to just do a little bit of coaching on voicemail to share with you how I do this. So I'm going to send a series of three voicemails. The first one is explaining the nature of referrals and why we do that. The second one will be actually how we ask for a referral. And the third one will be how we speak to the person whose name we've been given and what we need to say to them in order to make it a comfortable conversation. So, to start with, really understanding the power of natural networks. We're in the industry of network marketing, and a lot of people believe it's called network marketing because we build a network. I don't believe that's true. I believe it's called network marketing because the marketing happens through natural networks of people. Natural networks of people exist everywhere. It's simply people who know each other and who are in periodic communication with each other. It could be regular communication, daily or even hourly basis, or it could be every week or every month or even every year. It's simply a series of relationships that exist between people that allows a degree of trust so that communication can exist. They know each other already, so they listen to what the other person has to say. It feels natural when somebody speaks to them. I'll give you an example. I'm actually sat in the foyer of a Hilton hotel at the moment, and there's a waitress just serving coffee at a neighboring table. That waitress, sure, could be a prospect on her own, but the most important thing to understand in network marketing is that woman possibly has a partner. She probably has a mother, a father. She may well have brothers, sisters. She may well have other work colleagues that I can't see at the moment. She may well have friends who are neither family nor work colleagues that she goes out with. She may well play sport in her spare time, and so she has a group of people at the club or association that she regularly goes to. She may go to a church, and so she has people associated with that activity. All of these people she's on some kind of friendly terms with. Now, it might be that she's best of friends with some of them. It might be that she's only on nodding acquaintance with some of them. The important thing to understand is these are natural networks and they exist everywhere because every single one of those people in her natural network has a natural network of their own. One of her friends, for example, will probably have parents and may well have brothers and sisters and cousins and aunties and uncles. And that person may well have work colleagues. They may well have ex-work colleagues or old school friends, people that they go out with, people that they do sports with. And these people are all people that we could have some connection with if only we could use the right words. I want to give you an example of how powerful this technique is. And you're going to need a pen and a piece of paper, really, to follow this clearly. So if you've got one now, great. If you haven't, grab one. If you can't grab one, I'd save this and go through this later. Let's suppose you know a certain number of people. How many people would you say you know? Well, it's said that on average, everybody knows at least 200 people. Why do I know that? Well, it's said in network marketing, but more importantly, I've heard it from outside of network marketing. I was watching a TV program a couple of years ago. It was about a forensic psychologist. It was called The Real Cracker. And if for those people who are into that kind of thing, it was a really good program. Forensic psychologists are the ones who try and do personality insights into the person who's perpetrated the crime. So they try and create a profile to predict behavior and to try and narrow down the kind of person that the police may be looking for. And this forensic psychologist was investigating a murder. And he was able to say that the vast majority of murders were perpetrated by somebody that the victim knows. And he then said, and on average, everybody knows at least 200 people. And so his argument was, what we need to do is identify her natural network of around 200 people, and somewhere in that would be the murderer. Now, fortunately for us, it's a much less unsavory world that we live in. However, the rules about natural networks remain the same. Everybody knows around 200 people to some degree or another. I'm not saying best friends, it might just be a nodding acquaintance, but we know them nonetheless. However, you might be thinking, crikey, I don't know 200. And I have to say, the first time I ever sat down, I thought that too. So let's not work on 200. Let's talk about what almost everybody would be able to say, yes, I know that many people when we start. Let's say you know 30 people to start with. So we've discounted the 200 substantially. So that's 30 people with family, friends, people that we work with, people that we know or have known. I'm sure everybody can agree on 30. And let's say every single one of those people knows 30 people too. Now, you're right, some of those people will be in common. So let's say of those 30 people that your friend knows, maybe you've got 10 in common. So that means you've got further 20 outside the people that you have in common. So if you know 30 people and they know 20 people each that you don't know, that gives you a total number of 600 people. You're only one link away from those 600 people. Each one of those 600 people, let's say, knows 30 people each, and let's say they have 10 of those in common, which leaves 20. So that's a further 20 people each in this natural network of connections. So if you've got 600 people with 20 further people that nobody else knows, that's 12,000 people in total, that you are only two links away. 12,000 people, that's a lot of people, isn't it? And that's if everybody only knows 30 people. And as we've already established, actually, people know a lot more than that. So with 12,000 people only two links away, you can see how, if we know how to ask for a referral effectively, how we know how to ask for a referral properly, know the right words to use so that we get a positive response, we are never going to run out of names. I have a friend in Forever Living who is in fact Diamond Sapphire Manager, who has only ever used the asking for referrals method to find his prospects. He's called Paul Brown. Ask him next time you bump into him. And it's a method I actually learned from Paul Brown. So if it works enough to get somebody to Diamond Sapphire Manager, then I'm sure you'll agree it's a set of method that can work for you too. I'll share the words with you in my next voicemail message on exactly how to ask for a referral effectively. Bye for now.